Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Gentlemen, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Back when you could finish with a lady and then be ready to perform again? And when you performed, it was never at three-quarters mast. No, it was always at full mast. But like all things, age catches up and it can impact your performance. But thanks to our new sponsor, BlueChew.com, you can increase your performance and get some extra firepower in bed for free with the promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E, BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue, and chew, because BlueChew.com has created the first chewable supplement packed with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. With Blue Chew, you'll be at 100% whenever you need to be. And not only that, but it can shorten your recovery period if you want to go again in the same night. Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, I've been told that your dick gets harder faster. What's not to love? They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And here's the deal. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's B-L-U-E Chew, C-H-E-W.com, promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E, and try it free.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Here we go. We're off and running. Testing 1-2.
Whoa,
testing
1-2. Such energy.
Well, yeah, because I'm hungry and I want to get through this.
Well,
I want to get through
you
this.
You can't go any faster. It's just as...
Yeah, if I talk faster, it goes faster. It moves faster. We get done faster.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's it. Let's wrap it up.
We're
thank
done
you.
Here.
Thank you for listening. See you next week. Well, it's... we don't.
Do you think anybody in that... whatever, that Honduras... caravan, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Has a Fitbit on. It's like keeping track of their steps.
That's kind of funny. Is that one of your new bits?
No.
Yeah,
I just thought of it. I just really in my brain I just was gonna ask you how many steps you did. And
okay,
then I
how guess how many I did today.
I don't know. 12,000.
Oh come on, get it together. I did 14,436.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
More than a Honduran mother.
Yesterday, 12,000.
On her way to the American border.
Monday, 11. At 11,000 Monday, 700. 33,346. 40,000 steps in 3 days. What are you doing? Oh, this stupid dog.
Why?
Yeah, big deal. That's what most dogs are supposed to do. She's going to go give the dog turkey. You know how much we spend on turkey? Because the dog pees on the pad. I mean, tons of turkey. Not like, you know, not like shitty dog food. Real turkey the dog gets. And she won't eat her real dog food because she's used to eating turkey.
She eats
eats that dog food too. And sometimes I give her rice. I cook rice for her.
You give her rice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She likes it.
Good. You like that dog more than you like me.
Please. I mean.
What?
Obviously. I mean, that's, of course, 100%. That's no secret.
All right. All right. Let's get this thing going. It's Halloween night. Not one person has come to our house trick-or-treating.
Good.
Not one person.
You know, every year I buy stuff, and this year I was like, I'm not buying any. And then the last second I bought.
What'd you buy?
I just bought some chocolate coins just in case.
Chocolate coins?
Yeah.
Nobody wants those, even if they did come.
I was at the dollar store and I saw them. I grabbed.
You bought candy at the dollar store. Do you know how bad that's probably?
Why do you ask the question of the thing I just said? Like, what is that? Is that some old Jewish mother thing that you can't
really?
Get rid of?
After the synagogue, that's what you're going to say? Some old Jewish things right after we're
really?
Still mourning?
Really, Rich?
Yeah. This isn't the time to bring up
I don't think
religion.
Saying somebody's, like, okay, an old grandmotherly thing you can't get rid of.
Oh, you say my grandmother's a Jew.
Okay, whatever. No,
but you don't buy, there's certain things you don't buy at the dollar store.
No, there's certain, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that, like, literally anytime I say anything, oh, I just went to the store. Oh, you just went to the store?
No, I didn't.
You ask the question right after I tell you the answer. What are we, playing Jeopardy of some fucking kind? I don't know. Is that anti-Semitic?
Ugh. No, but who gets... Did you buy a big bag
Halloween
of candy?
Halloween is a fucking... It must be a Jewish holiday. It must have started that way, right?
Oh, really? Because kids are running around begging for candy?
No, because it's clearly socialist.
I don't get... How's it...
How's it socialist? That's how healthcare should work. Just once a year, you go around and you get healthcare from your neighbors.
Well... I heard healthcare is going up again next year. It can't go up any higher than we're paying
it's
now.
It's absolutely fucking insane. It'd be cheaper just to pay for the procedure.
It's going to cost us $25,000 next year, I bet, a year.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
It's fucking... Do you know how much money that is? People don't make that in a year, what it's going to cost us for health insurance.
Did you just ask me, do you know how much money that is?
Yeah.
Like, what are you asking? How many zeros? Or
oh, yeah. How many zeros are 25,000?
What? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, go ahead. How
Three
many?
Three zeros.
Oh, really? You had to think about it.
Thousand. Three.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what 25,000 is?
Why do you keep asking me that question?
I'm saying
yes,
it's a lot.
Yes, it's about, let's see, it's about 3/4 of your car.
No.
Oh, look at you. You were half, like a dog that didn't know where your
no,
treat was.
It's like half of my car. But anyhow.
Oh, so your car's more expensive than I thought.
45.
Shit, dog.
What, home?
What? Home.
Don't call you home? So last night, we did the Comedy Central, the Seller Show, the round table.
Do you know the name of the show?
No, what is it called?
This Week at the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah, This Week at the Comedy Cellar. Like, I taped
it. Did you do stand-up on the show?
Saturday.
What were some of the topics?
I don't want to release those before the show comes out.
It's fine.
No, it isn't. You don't know. Don't surprise. It's a surprise.
When does the show come out?
Friday night. I'm pretty sure. But we did the roundtable part. I guess we were there for 2 hours. What'll they use? About a minute clip of it? 2 minutes?
I don't know. I watched last week's.
Did you?
You're doing it again.
You said I watched last week's.
Yeah, so what does that tell you?
You
what?
Did.
Let's break down that sentence.
Okay, so how'd it go? What was
there
it
you go. That's a perfectly acceptable follow-up.
How was it?
Is it because your brain can't comprehend what's happening?
No,
so
I don't believe anything you say, so I got to have you repeat it.
Why don't you believe anything that I say?
Why?
When's the last time I've lied to you?
Probably today. Let me think of one that you did today. No, you don't lie. You're pretty good lately.
Lately? When is a time that I lied to you? I'd like to know. I've never lied to you.
Are you crazy? That's a lie.
No.
Yeah.
How? What?
What do you mean how or what? Those aren't follow-up questions and
don't
then a sip.
I don't lie to you, excuse me.
That's a lie. You don't always tell the truth. Yeah, okay, next time I catch you one, then I'll save it.
Okay, okay, do that. Do
and I'll
that.
Bring it.
Because I can clearly remember some lies that you told.
A couple little, mine are superior. I mean, they're little white lies. Why are you biting your nails?
Were
are
you going to say superior race lies?
No.
Oh, Dad, not now. Not after that shooting.
What does that got to do? What shoot? Oh.
Are you? What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Is your brain not working? Let me know. Is it not working anymore?
It's working perfectly fine.
It's not working perfectly fine.
Not today.
You just got mad at me for saying Jewish grandmother.
Yeah.
And then you made a joke about superior race.
Joking with you. I wasn't mad. Did I look mad?
Yes.
No. Not at all. Did Raina make me any chicken soup? Any extra? Did she make extra? You said yesterday she was making a bunch of
it. I'm still caught. Please. This is what you do. You say fucking horse shit. You get caught in it. Then you go, I was joking. And you've been doing it lately a lot.
No.
Where you claim to be joking, but you use the exact same cadence and the exact same vernacular that you would use when you're not joking.
Well, first of all, don't fucking try
Don't use the word vernacular.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with anything.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's the way you're saying it is exactly the same as my point.
Most people go the same tone. They wouldn't go vernacular.
Well, you're also using the same word. It's not like you're adding a word that would make it clear that you're doing some kind of dry sense of humor.
Whatever. Let's move on. Let's get into
it. No. I actually want to talk about this.
About what?
What's been going on lately? These little lies.
There's no little lies.
These like saying things and then later being like, I was joking.
Well, you know I was joking before, but I am upset.
I didn't know just now
you
about
did.
The... No, I did not.
You knew I wasn't serious.
I will say it again. I 100% thought you were serious.
Okay, well, I wasn't. But I am upset about the shooting because you know what I'm upset about?
Of course everyone is.
You no, don't have not to
say
everyone.
That goes without saying.
But they keep going on... They go, somebody, what were they saying on the news? When this happens, it happens to everybody. No, it was anti-Semitic. It happened to Jews. It didn't happen to everybody. This happened to Jews. Jews were targeted. You know, it wasn't a terrorist against Americans. You know, a terrorist attack.
I think what they mean is that the effects reverberate.
But they not
and
as
the fact
much.
Is, it didn't happen to all Jews. If you really want to get down to it, it happened to those Jews in that synagogue
in but it was
Pittsburgh.
Targeted at Jews. And
I'm just saying, if you're using the argument, they say it happened to all of us. It didn't. It happened to Jews. It happened not to you, Jew.
No. But
not
let me
to
tell
you.
Okay, but let me tell you something.
I didn't mean it to sound like that, not to you, Jew, but you know what I mean.
When there's an act of terrorism against the United States, more people come together when there's an act of anti-Semitism or a racist act, like when those kids or people were killed in a church.
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't bring people together.
It doesn't?
As much as an act of terrorism against the country. Okay, there's people that good people feel for the victims of.
But that guy was also racist. He targeted that synagogue because he felt they were funding the Hondurans coming in.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Yeah, that. But
so
it was
don't.
But
why would you dismiss that?
No.
I'm not saying
he wasn't racist. Usually when you're anti-Semitic, you're also racist. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah, hate was his...
Yes, it goes hand in hand.
Yes.
Black and Jews, gays and Jews, gays and blacks, blacks and Latins. Yes, it's anybody that's not your fucking pure whiteness, okay? So, yeah, it goes across the board. But, as I said, it does... anti-Semitic act, a racist act, an act against a gay, what would that, what's that, you know, gay people,
What were you looking for? Homosexuals? What word were you searching for?
No, like
for
an
there?
Act against
LGBTQ.
You know, yeah, whatever. Yeah, the whole spectrum of that does not bring people together. As people feel, and yet good people go, oh, that's horrible. It's fucking gross. It's horrible. But even the president doesn't fucking denounce supremacy. He doesn't denounce it. How does he not?
He called himself a nationalist.
How does he not go on the air and go, white supremacy, racism, you know, Nazism, whatever, is not tolerated.
What about that Saudi Arabian guy, the
Journalist?
Yeah, what's
that was
his
murdered.
Name?
I don't know.
He was like, it was a bad initial concept. It's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, he's talking about like it's like a movie.
He said it was the worst cover up ever.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Tell us how to cover up a murder. Tell us a good cover up. It's unfucking believable what this fucking guy is saying. The stuff he's doing.
He just says horse shit. He says one crazy thing after another, so you can never quite, it's just to deflect everything that's going on.
And the people that fucking support this cocksucker.
All right, let's talk about something else, because I agree with you wholeheartedly, but this could turn into.
It's amazing how they stand behind them. How he's a fucking liar. He does not denounce white supremacy. How do you not go on fucking television after that happens? If those were Arabs, believe you me, he'd be fucking going after Islam in a second. If Arabs did that in a synagogue, or if Arabs came up and blown something up, he'd go.
Well, it's whatever furthers his agenda.
He's a fucking asshole. So fuck him. How about that? Fuck him.
Thank you, Kathy Griffin.
Why? I'm not Kathy Griffin. I wouldn't do anything crazy. I wouldn't.
No, she says fuck Trump all the time on her Twitter.
Yeah, well, she's.
I'm trying to lighten it a little.
Oh, no, it just gets me so pissed off. Just go on TV and denounce fucking. It's easy to denounce violence. Anybody? Yeah, nobody likes violence. Hey, let's go out with pipes tonight.
No, he encourages violence all the time.
Yeah, go ahead. Go after the members of the press. I mean, so does fucking some people on the left. So does, you know, Maxine Walters has said some, you know, get in their faces.
A, she's not the president.
No.
And B,
agree.
It's not fucking, I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about, actually. She but said, I guarantee you it's not like wall-to-wall fucking hateful rhetoric.
Well, no, she's not the most pleasant person.
All right.
But he's just beyond fucking hope. Just a fucking ass. Every time I see his fucking face on TV, it gets me sick.
Oh, he's old. Maybe he'll die.
He's not that old. How old?
Pretty old. So I think he's like.
You hear what Hillary said?
What?
About all black people look alike in a joke.
No,
or something.
That's not what she said.
In a joke, they all look alike, she said.
No, somebody mixed. The person who was talking to her mixed up two people, and she was. She said, "I know they all look alike." She was being sarcastic to the person who mixed them up. She was basically pointing out that they were being racist. It wasn't her that was doing it.
Well, I know that's why they didn't come down on her, but she said that. But people might have took it wrong.
Well, probably if you're. On camera, you shouldn't say things like that in this
day and
fucking
age.
Heated time. But I honestly felt like she was being, what do you call it?
Sarcastic.
Sure.
So Louis was on the schedule at the Cellar the other night. They put him on, and there was two protesters out there, two girls.
I always say put him on the schedule. That would fucking solve everything.
There was two protesters. Noam even brought him coffee outside. So he wanted coffee or whatever. I think one came back last night and hung out upstairs. I don't know.
But she's going to be dating him in 2 weeks.
Who, Louis? I know. I think it's time to move on from him.
Oh, he sure hopes so.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, he lost 40, 35, 40 million dollars. He can't go anywhere.
He can't go anywhere.
His family's suffering. Everything is...
He can't go anywhere.
Without people yelling.
He gets to fucking work at the cellar.
Big deal.
Listen. Right now, I'm going to explain something to you and to everybody who spends so much time worrying about if Louis C.K.
I'm not worried at all.
Being
I'm
treated fairly.
I'm not worried at all.
Who cares?
I don't.
Who cares if Louis C.K. is being treated fairly or not? There's a fucking shitload of people in this world who never even got one fucking tenth of the break that Louis's gotten. And is getting again much support. And people go, well, he's really talented. Believe me, there are many fucking really talented comedians out there that you never get to hear of because of whatever reason that they didn't get the breaks that Louis got. So fuck them.
I don't care.
I don't care at all. Oh,
people would say you've gotten so many breaks. People will say I've gotten breaks.
Who gives a shit? I didn't fucking do anything wrong.
Remember when you robbed that store?
Listen, I've been banned from clubs. I've had shit fucking happen to me that I didn't deserve happen to me. There's been a lot of fucking unfairness that goes on. Those girls were treated unfairly. Not even just by Louis, by then his fans or people that were sticking up for him. They probably treated them worse than anything. That's not fair to them. And it's like, okay. So they don't get to work at the cellar. They don't get to do drop-ins
anywhere.
Are they
comics? I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, they're comics. But I'm just saying, like, and the thing is, like...
And don't say they don't get to work at the cellar. They never... came in audition, so don't
that's
say
that's not
they,
true. You have no idea. You oh, 2 seconds ago, you didn't even know if they're comedians or not.
Well, I would have known if they worked at the cellar. They would go. I would have known if
yes, if they worked at the cellar, could they be comedians that didn't get in at the cellar?
They're L.A. comics, right?
Could they be comedians? Yes. Okay, thank you.
Who are you yelling at? Don't
I'm
yell at me.
I'm yelling at you because you just 2 seconds ago were like, I don't know nothing about them. Well, they could work at the cellar. They
no,
didn't
they
come
could.
Down
no,
there.
I didn't say that. I said. You said they can't work there.
I said I don't know. They don't work there. That's not my point. Maybe they don't want to work there. I don't fucking know. My point is there's a lot of unfairness, and we sit around weighing it out for poor little Louis.
I don't weigh it out.
Fair? Who fucking gives a shit if
nobody,
it's fair?
Nobody cares if it's fair.
He gets
fair.
To work there. He gets to drop in. He gets to fucking go on stage whenever he fucking wants to.
Big deal. Can he work on the road? Is he doing clubs?
I'm sure he'll be able to. He still has a pretty fucking strong fan base. If he doesn't draw the way he used to, I'm not going to shed a tear for the fucking guy.
Okay. Whatever.
I talked to him when I saw him the other night. I was respectful. You know? I'm not out to fucking be mean to the guy. Let him live his life, but I'm not going to spend time worrying about is it fair?
Stop, you're getting
should he
house.
Be able you're to good. Come back? I don't care. If everyone said you know what, Louis shouldn't be able to come back. He should lose everything. He should have to go live in a hut. And I'd be like, okay. I don't give a shit.
You do give a shit because that's why you wouldn't be yapping like this if you didn't. You do give a shit.
Oh, yes. This old argument.
There's no argument. You do give a shit. Yeah, you do give
well,
a shit.
Well, you raised your voice there, sweetie. Sounds like somebody does care.
You do care.
You do care.
I don't care. You care.
I don't care.
I don't care. You care. You care, not me. I don't care.
Well, I asked him the other night. I go, did you go on? He goes, yeah. I go, how many people walked out? He goes, no, none. That's not like that. I read the next day, 10 people fucking got up and walked out. What did he think was happening? Oh, no, they just a lot of people had to go to the bathroom at that time.
I don't think 10 people walked out.
I mean, I don't know.
Who read it? Who?
I don't necessarily.
And who's sitting there counting people?
Somebody from the New York Times.
I doubt it was there. And they probably just said he went on and threw any number out.
Okay, that's like... You choose not to believe it?
I would have known if 10 people walked out. I would have heard that. I would have known.
Yes, that's my point with Louis. Either he's lying or he's completely
in denial. No, I
would have
known from the club. The club, I would have known from the talk at the club. Okay? And I was there that night. I would have known if 10 people walked out.
Well, that's what it said the next day in the papers.
Oh, so big deal. Know what else it says in the papers? A lot of stuff.
You're a piece of shit. Well, they got that right. Well, they nailed that one.
No, I said it in the paper that you do care.
I don't.
You do?
No, I remember one time I go to flight attendant. She was being a fucking cunt. I go, "Sir, you're having a bad day." She goes, "I am not having a bad day." That's the way you think I'm doing right now with the, I do not care.
Oh, go ahead, take a sip.
Oh, now I'm not allowed to drink my water? What?
First of all, why do you keep buying that water? You don't finish any cans of it. I walk around the house, there's half cans full of this fucking dumb water. It's not even water. What is it? Croy? It's stupid. You don't drink the whole things.
This is the hill he's going to die on, folks. Yeah. He finally found something that I do wrong, and he's not going to let it go. Here he goes about her half cans.
Yeah.
No, because you, knowing around these parts, some of the other people that live here like to call you the joy killer. And here we go. Once again, Rain and I were laughing, and you kept going, "What's going on?" And I was like, "Don't tell him."
I go, "What are
we
laughing
at?" The minute he's going to come up, that all you want to do is shut it down.
No, that's not true.
Whatever fun we're having, you're going to come in.
No.
I heard when Raina went to go out trick-or-treating,
What?
One day you picked her up from fucking music class.
Yeah.
And you told her that there it was a...
Someone's knocking on the door. Ha-ha. Uh-huh. Go get it. No. Someone's knocking on the door. It's your kid. I got to get my plugs. Shut up. This weekend, I'll be at the Casino Queen in St. Louis. This Friday and Saturday at the Casino Queen in St. Louis. This Friday and Saturday at the Casino Queen St. Louis. Next Tuesday through Sunday at the... How do you get so much candy in that little time? Okay. How could you? It's almost a whole pillow.
5 minutes, Olivia.
It's almost a whole pillowcase full of candy in an hour and a half. What did they go run from house
to
house? But
a lot of parents would be like, "Wow, look at you. You got a lot of candy. You're just fulfilling exactly what I just said."
How is it possible?
Look at that.
I didn't say that.
How would you get that? You're angry about it.
I'm not angry.
Did you seem
amazed. There's a difference between angry and amazed.
Did you seem pleased or...
No,
wow,
I'm amazed.
Wow, look
at you. No, I said I was amazed.
You must have a great costume.
No,
really?
Did you give extra candy if you have a good costume? Oh, that kid doesn't get any candy. Bad costume kid, you don't get any. No, it's not about that. I'm amazed.
If you had a good costume, you get a little extra.
No.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Not in your fucking neck of the woods, I guess.
Yeah, no. And I was just going, it's amazing how much candy she has. It's amazing.
That's not what you said.
Yeah.
How'd you get so much candy?
No, I didn't say it like that.
And when you went to pick her up from music, what did you tell her?
I go, what's going on?
That was
here?
A pedophile ring.
I didn't say
you
that.
You told your 11-year-old daughter. She told me.
Yeah, because
she said, "Daddy thinks there's a pedophile ring in here."
I was joking, and I walked in.
Oh, here we go again with the joking.
Do you really think I thought that was?
First of all,
I don't like. I walked in and knocked on.
Would you joke with your 11-year-old that where she's going and taking piano and ukulele lessons that it's a pedophile ring
to keep her aware of what goes on in this world?
So it's not a joke.
Well, yeah. It was
it a joke or is it not
joke
a joke?
To keep someone aware.
A joke, an enlightening joke?
Yes, that's what it is. What's
Rich,
wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
What's
Listen,
wrong with you? You say so many things to her. It's unbelievable. You
oh
say so
my
many
God.
Rude,
I wouldn't tell
things.
Her where she was going to piano. She was upset about it.
No, she wasn't.
She was. When her friend leaves, we'll get her over here to talk
okay,
about
I'll
it.
Okay, I'll ask her. She wasn't upset.
She was. Daddy thinks this is a pedophile ring.
No, I didn't say that.
Who says that to their 11-year-old?
I did. Me.
All right, folks, if you could write in, let us know. Is this good parenting or bad parenting to joke with your kid about her?
I wasn't joking.
Music classes being a...
I was just trying to say, listen, when you go there and doors are closed...
Joking.
No, I was
joking
to enlighten the subject, to keep her aware, to teach her... that people are not supposed to touch her or do anything in life.
Oh, my God.
That's all. To keep her aware of fucking... and I'm confirming it. The fucking motherfuckers out here, don't touch my kids. Go there and... I'm not saying That I would never. Don't even bring up
he's
that name.
He's a joy killer. You having fun at your piano lessons? Well, it's a pedophile.
Bye, Olivia.
Yep. Don't bring up the name of the place because I don't want to get sued. It was a joke anyhow.
What did Daddy say that upset you about your...
What is she doing? Hey, 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 hey.
Hey.
Come here.
Come here. Where did she... Did Raina leave?
To give her friend something.
Oh.
I think...
Okay, come
here. Did Daddy upset you when he said that you're... Where you take music lessons. Don't say the name of the place.
Yeah, I made a joke. I upset you?
Yes, you did upset me.
How did you go out with without your wig for trick-or-treating the second time?
I wore it a lot.
Not the second time.
I
people.
Did.
What did people think you were now when you went out?
I don't know.
I want you to wear that outfit out to school. Thanksgiving night, you can wear that to Aunt Nancy's.
Hell no. Tell people what you are.
I'm Cher from Clueless. Get that on.
Say something that she says.
Gag me with a spoon.
How did you get... It's amazing how you got so much candy. We have to go through it and make sure it's not drugged.
Okay, here we go.
You got to press it. You got to press each side.
You said it 200 times to her.
No.
This is the thing. Her music lessons are at a
I got to... No, I didn't like, say that. I just,
Halloween candy is poison. What other thing are you going to tell... Like... Is she never supposed to have a good time? Always.
Mommy has hepatitis. Be careful. Don't get close to her.
Were you upset? Because she told me she was upset.
I'm sorry. Yes. I made a joke. That's
all. It was
all.
A gross joke.
A gross joke?
You said it was a porn ring.
I didn't say a pedophile. I said a porn ring.
Oh, God.
I didn't say, you're right. I said a porn ring.
That rich.
It's worse.
Yell at me in Russian. Say, yell at me in Russian.
I don't know Russian.
Come on, talk. How much?
Just give last resource.
No, how much can
a Russian accent?
Oh,
to tell him that he's wrong.
You are very long. Back in Soviet Russia, where I used to live, everyone good. No bad, no bad. And now you come along back here in America, and what do I got to do? I have that old man telling me what porn ring.
No, but slow
down.
What
are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? With your mouth while you're doing that.
Oh, no.
You're sitting there like a bird waiting for her to put a candy in your mouth. What's wrong with you?
All right, wait.
Did you want her to throw candy in your mouth? Is that what you were doing?
Slow down your...
What were you doing?
I was... Oh, no, come here. Slow. Wait, come here.
When you do an impression, Daddy does this.
Come here for a second.
Why?
Come here. Slow it down, you're Russian, because you're talking too fast. Remember the other day? Real quick, the other day.
I don't want to.
Did you do your...
I do not want.
What city are you from in Russian? In Russia?
I'm from Kiss My Ass, because I'm leaving.
See, that's funny. You laugh at that. That's good.
You laugh.
I didn't laugh. I didn't laugh. You laugh and kiss my ass, see?
Okay, joy killer.
Oh, that's... Oh.
Joy killer.
Can I put this in the wash?
What?
No, just take it off.
Wait, Raina, come here.
That'll melt.
Do not start eating that candy until we go through it.
What do you think that Smarties was from?
Smarties are hard to poison.
They're the easiest thing to poison. They're just twisted. Oh, she's dying. She's writhing around on the floor. She's dying. Okay, good.
Look how dirty your socks are.
Oh, joy killer. Joy killer.
Come here for a second.
Do you ever say anything
give
positive?
Give me the finger. Come here, Raina.
Do you ever say anything positive
come here.
Or fun?
Peace sign. Oh, my God.
How come...
She gave you the peace sign.
How come I got an email about your Hulu thing that you just signed up for? Why did I get an email?
Because I used your account. Your email.
For what? Don't you have an email?
Well, yeah, but it was just like, because that was from what our latest free trial was, so I just used that.
What did she say? What did she just say?
She said the last time she got a free trial from Hulu,
yeah,
she used your email.
Now,
so
I
she
can't
just
get a free trial?
You don't need a free trial.
We now have it. We now have it. She signed up for it. That's what her allowance is going for.
Yeah, that means she has to clean her room every Friday or once a week.
Yeah, we remember that as the agreement that we made just hours ago. But once again, Joy killer. Joy killer.
What do you think you're her? Do you think you're her?
Joy killer.
Joy killer. Oh, now.
What? The dance?
Yeah, what even is it from?
That dance? Do it again. Do the dance. Oh, I've seen that dance before. What's that from? That's a good, she's good. You're a good dancer. Where's that from?
Just think.
What?
Do you know what it's from?
I don't.
Oh my God.
From where?
From Fort, it's from on Fortnite.
On what? What'd she say? What'd she say?
It's on Fortnite.
What's
Do
on
you need to get a hearing aid?
What's on Fortnite mean? What the fuck? What is on Fortnite?
Fortnite's like a video game.
A video game?
A big video game.
Who plays it?
Everyone
you
in the
You don't
world.
Have any video games. You don't have
90% of the population.
You don't have Atari.
Dances are Atari.
Yeah. Well, you know, to play games on. Or Xbox, Atari, whatever. It's the same thing, right?
I want Xbox or PlayStation.
You're fine. You're fine.
What?
I love, though, that you'll probably now tell us how to do, like...
When you plug in the Atari, make sure that this cable goes in with that cable, and that cable goes in with that cable, but not that cable, even though it seems like it goes in that cable.
What were you telling me the other day? You knew nothing about it, and yet you were trying to explain how to do it.
Oh,
Oh, do the iron-on. Yeah. We're doing iron-ons.
I've been doing iron-ons my whole life.
Yeah, but you didn't say, hey, do you know how to do it? Which we clearly did. We'd already done a couple. And then you come in. Here's how you do it.
You do it with the steamer.
You do it with steam. You think you're teaming up? I'll knock you in your skull. All right.
We're gonna, FBI, did you hear that?
FBI? Do you think the FBI?
No,
I go, I'm knocking
on
your
skull. We're going to make you a t-shirt with our iron on that's going to say,
I'm a joy killer.
Do your dance again. Do your dance again. She's good.
No, I'm not. I'm the worst at it.
Can I put it on video and send it to...
I will kill you.
Oh, really?
I will slash your throat.
You're getting on my nerves, kid. You're going to have to move out.
Go bring us a couple of candies and we'll open them up for you and then you can eat them.
No, we got to have dinner first.
We already had dinner.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we ate that pizza. That's why I made it.
That's not dinner. That's your dinner. That's know what she made? And it would know what she made and she's saying it's dinner? It was her dinner. She made...
Okay, then you're allowed to have your own dinner. No one's stopping you. But you're acting like we all now have to eat
She
again.
Didn't have any pizza.
She did.
No, I asked
Dana,
her.
Did you have pizza?
Yeah, I had pizza.
Okay, this is what they call pizza. This is what they call pizza.
Hollywood.
Check it. You squeeze it to make sure there's no air.
What did I just fucking do? Oh, God, she's dying again.
No. This is what Bonnie calls pizza. Cauliflower. What is it? Crust.
You didn't have to eat it. No one forced food.
Well, don't call
you.
It pizza.
It is pizza.
It's not pizza.
It's bread.
There was no, it was cauliflower. First of all, it wasn't pizza. There's no cheese on it. It's cauliflower. It's vegetable. It's a piece of.
It's a veggie pizza. It's in the style of pizza.
No. No cheese. Have you ever been to a pizza parlor and got pizza with no cheese?
That is called pizza, literally.
If you say parlor one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to kick you in the head.
Yeah. Go to the ice cream parlor, kids.
Then we'll use the sliding board.
You know that candy's getting put away and it's going to get rationed to you.
Joy killer! Joy killer!
Joy killer.
Don't let her have any fun at all.
No, I'm not going
to have... You know what? Go brush your teeth and go to bed. Don't eat any more candy at all. That's it. Done.
What's that big...
Right?
You got a big bump on the side of your head.
I wouldn't... I wouldn't.
Did you get hit at CrossFit?
I didn't go to CrossFit today.
Come here, give me a hug. Give me a hug.
I don't hug joy killers.
Come here, give me a hug. I love you. Give me a hug or else I'm going to take a candy away. Come here.
Raina, just do it. Otherwise, he's going to ask 200 fucking times.
Come here and give me a hug. I'm not fucking around.
Oh, is that a nice thing to say to your daughter?
Nice face.
Are you? Oh,
nice.
Oh!
You think that's funny?
Why are you rubbing yourself?
I scratched my leg. Oh. I'm sorry if that bothered you.
Oh my God. Stop! What the hell was that? We're gonna clean it up.
There. There.
Yeah, of course he had to step on your candy. You know why?
Joy, killer.
If I didn't love you so much, I'd kick you out.
Well, look, we don't love you and we still don't kick you out. So yeah. I think we're the better people.
Oh. That's a nice thing to say to your daughter. What's that?
Oh, she had a nice thing to say.
Look, I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Make yourself food.
Get her out of my face. You train her. She's like
a
puppy.
I didn't do anything.
You train her to come against me. But she came down all nice earlier today when she wanted money for, I want allowance, Daddy. She's so nice when she wants something.
Then, I trained her to do that, too.
Yeah, and then when she wants, then she's
that's
mean.
That's showbiz, baby. I mean, no one likes it, but that's showbiz, baby.
Okay. There, you got to laugh at it. When do you say it one more time?
Do you think that's funny?
You got to laugh.
Oh, like we're mommy. Laughing. Here it comes. Here it comes to take it away.
Joy, killer.
Look, what? And another thing.
Uh huh.
Ukulele lessons.
Ukulele what?
Oh yeah, she enjoys them. Oh,
can you play? Can you any songs? Do you know any songs yet?
No, I've been doing. I've done three lessons.
She's learning an Ariana Grande song.
Yeah, how many songs do you know on piano in a year?
I don't know.
Really?
She's learning Mozart.
Are you?
I am.
What are you learning in violin this year?
We're doing.
Talking to the mic.
We are doing. My favorite things.
Okay.
What's that?
Sound of Music. We're doing. Sword Dance. Just a weird song. And we're doing
an original
by my music teacher called A Trip or like A Visit to London.
Wait, now the Sound of Music. How's this
visit
song go?
To London. No.
What's this song from
it's
the Sound of Music?
Out. We're in a double decker bus now.
What's the song from Sound of Music?
My favorite things.
Here is a.
Is there words to it? Is there words?
Yes.
Do you know the words?
Yes. Alexa, play My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music.
Here's a sample of My Favorite Things by Julie Andrews.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever saw the movie? Neither have I.
Rich comes along and ruins everything for us. He's a joy killer, you see.
But when he comes around, I just remember my favorite thing, and I don't feel so bad.
Gotta get her voice lessons, I think.
I know. You're a good piano player. You're smart. I don't know your voice. Maybe we got to go. Let's hear it again because we don't know.
No, thanks.
That was good. Who's your favorite singer? Taylor Swift? Adele?
Who do you think I am? 80 years old?
Dionne Warwick?
Yes, she's my favorite.
Aretha Franklin?
Oh, I love her. I love her in the
Do you like Diana Ross? You want to hear a good voice?
No thanks.
Alexa.
No thanks.
Listen, Alexa.
I don't want to.
Sing Mahogany by play Mahogany by Diana Ross. Here's a voice. And then we'll
he
do
it. He wanted Alexa to sing it.
Here's a sample of theme from Mahogany.
Okay.
Do you know where you're going to?
And then I'll tell you another
by Diana Ross
two
on
the
Amazon
best
Music
in the world.
I don't think you twerked to this.
Listen to this.
I was...
Sorry, wait. I'm not sure.
Alexa, sing a song.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Alexa, stop. Okay, now here's the one of the best singers of all time. What song did Whitney Houston sing from the movie? With Kevin Costner. What was the movie?
What was the movie with Kevin Costner?
Ask her, Alexa.
Alexa, what was the movie Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner were in?
The Bodyguard.
Oh, sing.
Alexa, play. Play Whitney Houston from The Bodyguard.
Okay, listen to this voice.
I can't find the album The Bodyguard by Whitney Houston.
Oh, no.
Alexa, play Whitney Houston's greatest hit.
Whitney, the greatest hits by Whitney Houston on Amazon Music.
This voice is amazing.
You want to marry her, don't you?
I would have in a second.
Everybody Daddy Loves is dead.
Oh, Alexa, stop.
That's not a good song. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
What?
Rich.
That wasn't me.
Rich.
What?
You're doing a podcast.
What are you talking about?
Are you
about?
Insane?
I think he is.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Rich.
What?
Poor Allie. Come here, Allie. Don't go over there.
Raina, come here. Oh, here we go. Here you go. Listen to.
Did you just eat poison candy or smell daddy?
Alexa.
She's on the floor again.
Play I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Listen to this, Raina.
Stop. Then we'll get back to it.
Should stay.
Daddy's getting mad. Are you having fun? Stop it.
Listen to this.
Okay, we've heard it before. Jeez.
Yeah,
she just was singing it.
But I think of you every step.
You know people can hear you.
The way.
Rich Voss roast that. Votroast.com.
Votroast. Oh my God, listen to this voice.
We'll always love you.
Alexa, stop. It's just a voice.
It's
can you imagine?
It's beautiful. I'm Whitney Houston. You just made it on Rich Voss Roast.
Can you imagine it?
Whitney Houston.
Come grab your ticket to Chicago.
You won't hear her on 60s on 6, but still one of Rich's favorite artists.
You know, Whitney, you really got some talent, you do. And that's why... Come grab your ticket to Chicago.
Yes, it's Chicago. Las Vegas.
No, Chicago. It's a new show.
It is?
Chicago.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's the Rich Voss Roast in Chicago.
It's vossroast.com.
Same thing. Now also follow our Patreon. Is this a Patreon one?
No, we don't.
Okay. Do our Patreon. You know, give us money. Mama, help me pay for the Hulu. If we get 10 people to do $1,000, then I can go on a cruise. And wouldn't that make you happy, a good cause? And special offer, if you donate $10,000, you can meet Whitney Houston.
She's dead.
Not a scam. Shh. This is not a scam. And if you really enjoy us, if you pay $100,000, low price of $100,000, you can come see me. I know, crazy, but, you know, I'm great, so.
What do you, yeah, you kind of fizzled out on that one,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I really did. I don't know what to do. I'm bad at improv. but remember, VossRoast.com. Come watch the Voss Roast. Very cheap.
Do I have to still be here?
Yes, you do have to still be here, Mother. You're my producer. one second. Let me take my...
Cut.
All right.
You can't do that. I can do that. Now cut. Cut. And we love you.
What about when one of your teachers teach you in the hall again and is like, I heard you on the podcast.
And you better not do that. Please. Please.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, unless you want to give me like an A in all my classes, then we can work something out.
Your teachers listen to this podcast? No.
Maybe, I don't know. But...
What accent is
we
that?
We love you.
No one will recognize you with that accent.
Oh, hopefully.
Do Russian.
No, I'm not Russian. My name is Flavinshtabra.
What is it?
It's very exotic name. My parents were very cool.
If you want to get money, you do Russian. That's it. They always give Russian immigrants money. I'm telling you.
Dad.
What?
We love you. You're doing great.
What?
Have a good day, everyone, or night. You know, whenever you're listening. And remember, VossRoast.com.
Do Russian before.
I'm not doing Russian.
Come on, do it. Do it, and then you can leave.
No.
Come on, dude. What country? What we did the other day. What country are you from? It was so funny in the car.
I'm from America.
Where are you from? What country? I mean, what city in Russia?
I don't live in Russia.
All right, beat it, you chuck.
Oh, boy, if you don't do exactly what he wants you to do.
Killer. Beat it, scram, you're getting on my nerves. She's a goofball. Look at her. We're going to go out to eat after this.
What? No, thank you.
Don't you want to go to Moe's?
I want to go to bed.
She's tired.
It's quarter to ten.
Yeah.
All right, bring the candy downstairs.
No.
All right, listen, we got to wrap this up. Listen.
Dude, listen. I'm going to say listen before everything I say, and then I'm not going to have anything of value to say. Listen. Nothing. Listen. That's what you do every time you say listen.
No.
What do you think they're doing? They're already listening. You don't have to say it. They already got their headphones on.
Oh, God, you really get on my nerves.
Hey, listen, welcome to the club, buddy.
Oh, the club? Really? What's the club?
Getting on the nerves club. I know, this whole family's on my fucking nerves. All right, thanks, everybody. I'm going to be at the Edmonton, what's it called? What's that comic? What's the, she's being crazy. She's had too much candy, obviously. Edmonton comic strip? Is that what it's called? The Edmonton comic strip in the West Edmonton Mall, November 14th to 17th.
Go see her.
So please come out. It's a last minute thing. I don't have a whole lot of time to promote. So if you're in Edmonton and you want to meet me, do that.
This Friday and Saturday, I'll be at Casino Queen in St. Louis. Next Tuesday through Sunday, Comedy Cellar, Rio, Las Vegas, November, I think, 17th, Laugh It Up Comedy in Poughkeepsie, Thanksgiving weekend at Comedy Connection, Rhode Island. Go to richvoss.com, vossroast.com. Get the roast if you haven't seen, I'm sure you have. And have a happy Halloween.
Also, next Wednesday at the Stress Factory.
Next Wednesday.
Oh, really?
What?
Oh,
no.
I can't promote my shows? Oh,
no.
I just saw you go...
No, like, I was thinking of something else.
Rich, you're such a piece of shit.
Shut up!
Thank you, everybody.
I'm on that... You didn't put me on that show. I'm doing it, too. And
you told me to stop putting you on the show.
No, I didn't.
Last time I put you on the show, you were like, I don't want to do the show.
Everybody gets paid but me. Did they all get paid last time? Huh?
She offered to pay you.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yes, she did. And I think your check is there.
I don't want to get paid.
Goodbye. Thank you.
What's wrong with you?
Good night.
All right. We're out. Thank you for listening. Sorry about Raina. Sorry that you had to listen to her. But we have.
Shut up and say goodbye.
I'm saying goodbye. I say goodbye.
You're such a problem.
Say goodbye, Raina. Say goodbye. All right, we're done. Don't tell me I have to say goodbye when I'm goodbye.
These are the moments that we've chosen for this podcast to talk about some of our great fun memories of being married for 13 years. Right. God damn it!
When we were on the boardwalk with Raina when she was real young and we were taking her on the rides and stuff and she was having so much fun. So, oh, I'll tell you. Want me to tell you the best, probably the best moment?
Do you see why? Because you're just thinking of this now.
No, I thought of them today. What do you think I'm thinking of when I'm playing golf? One of the greatest moments in my life, one of them, is when Bonnie threw my party. But the look on Raina's face, because Raina helped her throw the party when I walked up.
I thought this would be one.
That was probably...
That should be number one?
That's probably in the top best moments in my life with all my kids.
That party was her idea.
Just the satisfaction on her face that she helped make the surprise party.
I have something in here.
Oh, well, go ahead. I've been giving good ones.
Okay.
I didn't say the honeymoon. Yeah, scuba diving.
When you thought I organized the fireworks. Remember there was fireworks at that birthday party?
Yeah.
When you thought, you turned to me and you were like, how'd you get the fireworks? That was just like a fluke that fireworks were happening. That was a good moment.
Yeah.
Fun. But see, I'm taking these little moments because the whole party was fun. Then you talk about, what a great time we
had. Yeah, so I said snorkeling. The whole honeymoon was great, but the snorkeling was the best.
Do you want me to do more?
I did one. Go ahead. Oh, it's my turn.
I just did one.
So it's my turn.
Sure. If you want it to be. I bet this is going to go on my next year's least favorite things that we've ever done. This is talked about the favorite things on this podcast.
Well, because you think you're a control. You think I'm a control freak. You're a control. You want to control how I
do it. No, you know what it is?
This.
It's not controlling. Yeah, it's that we had a discussion. If you could just listen and just take it in for 1 minute. Is that we had a discussion for almost an hour yesterday about this. Right? And then you just come and do the thing that we could have just done it yesterday with no notice. Now you're not listening to me?
Yeah, I am. I listen to everything. We could have done it yesterday without no notice.
I'm saying I explained to you about what I wanted. Yeah. And then you come and you just do the same thing that you would have done had we done it yesterday. Listen, so it's not the fact that you're like, oh, this is how I work or I'm a control freak or whatever. It's that like just nothing I say ever seems to get through.
That's not true.
You say in your mind, this is how I am, therefore, fuck you.
No,
it feels very dismissive of me a lot. It's like yesterday we had the same argument about something else. I don't remember now, but I was like, when you tell me to do something, I just do it. When
That's
I tell
true.
You to do something, I have to.
I
like,
do
why
it my
do you
way.
Lecture all the time? Well, because I have to tell it to you a couple of times where
right,
you completely
you
ignore
now.
Me.
And
then I have to lecture you 87 times after that until it finally gets through and then you finally do it. So the reason that you don't ever have to fucking nag or God bless. How wonderful. How wonderful for you that you don't have to be a fucking shrill fucking cunt every day.
Oh, really?
Because I just do the things that you tell me to do.
You pay that violin bill or that bill?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You told me to pay it and I fucking paid it that day.
No, 2 days later, I saw the bill on the table. 2 days later. So don't lie. Don't lie.
Oh, my God. Listen
what?
To yourself.
What?
Listen to yourself.
What do you mean listen?
I feel bad for you.
I feel bad for you that you're living
That you're like...
You're a crazy woman. I love you, but you're crazy.
All you have to do is acknowledge other people and that they exist and that
I do all the time.
That their feelings and emotions might be worthwhile to take in and understand that maybe they have something of importance to say, or even if they don't, you could just do some of the things they want you to do once in a while. Why the fuck not? Why not? You love them supposedly, just do it.
I do.
But not
it.
You. You fucking push back.
Did you
on
know?
Everything.
Did you notice?
Here we go. What is it?
Did you
what
notice?
Is it?
The light bulbs were out in the hallway.
Did you change the light bulbs?
Without anybody even saying anything, I go, oh, Let me get the ladder out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you would have never have changed a light bulb. You don't change a light bulb in your bathroom. A little dumb light bulb.
I do change light bulbs all the time, Rich. And the reason you don't notice is because I don't bring it up. I don't.
No,
to me, that's not something that you get credit for. But I see where you think. How about the bed, changing the bed sheets? I'm just saying, like, should I bring that up every time or?
No.
Okay. Well, I feel like, you know, there's certain things we just do that, you know.
Yeah.
You don't really get credit for. But if you want credit for the light bulbs, make sure you tell me every time you do it. And I will. I'll make you some special meal or something, I guess. What do you want tonight? I'll make you a special meal for.
All right, we got to wrap this up. You have any more good ones real quick?
When you almost hit a deer.
And I saved your life.
You just... The best part of it was is that I go, oh my God, you're a really good driver. And you went, why? Amy Schumer's publicist joke.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was like one of those things where you could only tell your wife and we can't even tell the joke now. It's that upsetting. It's not mean to Amy, but.
Yeah.
When you called and told me that joke, that was one of the best moments of our marriage.
No.
It's very, very funny. I've only told two people. There's only like just a handful of people that you could ever tell that joke.
Did they laugh?
Yes. When you gave our movie to the guy at South by Southwest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then binge watching The Wire together.
Yeah. All of those are in my list too.
Okay. Fantastic.
I have a lot in my list. You know, when we used to drive home and
oh,
laugh.
Here we go. Things that I just thought. Here's
nope.
Here now. We've finished Bonnie's list of things that she thought about all afternoon, and now
I thought about mine.
Now we have. Now it's no. Time for things Rich just thought of.
No, that's not true. I thought of when we were driving home and you were throwing up, and I was holding your hair back.
No, that's not a good moment.
For me, it was.
You pulled over and went into the
store to get you a pretzels to soak up
you
the alcohol.
You didn't give me pretzels.
Yeah.
You got me Funyuns. You got
and
me
pretzels,
Funyuns.
And pretzels to soak up the alcohol.
That is the dumbest thing. That's like definitely you haven't drank in fucking 400 years.
No.
You don't eat while you're throwing up. It's too late at that point. It's too late to soak up the alcohol. So you let me sit in the parking lot. My head hanging out. I saw people's shoes going by, and I heard people going, oh, God, look at this. I heard people saying stuff like that. And I couldn't stop throwing up. My husband went to get me Funyuns. Because you know how that helps when someone's throwing up.
All right, we got to go. This weekend, listen, I got Omaha coming up, Funny Bone.
Oops.
Just go to richvoss.com. All my tour dates. We move the governor's date, the beginning of October, October 5th and 6th. October 5th at Governor's Levittown. October 6th, McGuire's. Then I got Omaha Funny Bone. Go to richvoss.com, vossroast.com, Patreon. We're going to start putting more stuff on Patreon. And thank you, Bonnie, for being my wife. You bring a lot of enjoyment into my life. A lot of happiness.
I'm not here for enjoyment. I'm here to fix you.
And a lot of anger.
It's been a fucking brutal road. Can I do my dates or no?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm coming to Chicago on the 22nd at the North Bar. December 22nd. I know it's a little early to start plugging that, but it's a door deal, so I gotta. And the first Wednesday of every month, doing a new show at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. And so the next one is October 3rd. Stavros is on that one. And so is Rich.
How'd you get him?
He's big.
I know. All right. Listen, I got to go.
October 3rd, Stress Factory. It's a fun night.
Thank you. Hey,
$10. Super cheap.
Don't you hate when people, like, when you're done with somebody, hey, thanks for playing.
Okay. Bye.
See you later.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew?
Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.